Hello, my name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you just a few questions concerning the issues facing the nation, the state, and your local community. Are you registered to vote in the South of Texas? Can you share your opinion?
In all 50 states.
Okay. So you registered?
Registered in all 50 states.
So that means, yes, you registered to vote in the South of Texas?
All 50 states.
Okay. Now, I know it's still a long way up, sir, but what are the chances that you will vote for the election for president, the U.S. Senate, the state legislature, and other local office in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Or are the chances 50-50?
No, I'm going to vote. I'm going to vote. This is going to be the last time.
So that will be almost certain or probably? How should I record your answer?
Certainly.
Certain. Okay, thank you. Now, moving on. I do appreciate you taking the time to help me. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me in what year where you were born?
Born in 76.
Thank you, sir. And it's a pleasure talking to you. Now, can you please tell me what is your race, white Caucasian, black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian Pacific Islander?
I'm American.
Sir, can I record order?
American.
For the sake of a research so we can move on? Will that be okay?
White.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, moving on. Now, yes or no, do you consider yourself to be a Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
Secondary, yes, but at first, I'm an American.
Understood. Now, moving on. Thinking back to 2020 presidential election, did you vote for the Democrat Joe Biden or the Republican Donald Trump? Do you recall? Or another candidate?
I only voted for Trump.
Mr. Trump? Okay, moving on. And thinking about the elections in November, if the election for the state Senate were held today, will you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Yes.
Would that be a Republican candidate or a Democratic candidate in your district?
Republican.
Republican. Okay, thank you, sir. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100, a very warm, favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer you're feeling. And if you have no opinion or never heard the person, just let me know. The first one is Joe Biden from 0 to 100.
0.
And Adam, Mr. Hanihosa? Adam Hanihosa?
Zero.
Okay. And Greg Abbott, 0 to 100.
101.
One, okay. And Ted Cruz, 0 to 100.
101.
Okay. And Donald Trump?
150.
Okay. And Morgan Lamantia? Do you recognize the name?
Never heard of him.
Okay.
What party is
he? I understand. I'm required to read verbatim, but I will discuss that. I will disclose that as we move forward. Now, would you say that you disapprove or approve of the job that Greg Abbott is doing as governor? Strongly approve? Somewhat approve? Strongly disapprove? Or somewhat disapprove? What's your opinion?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Moving on. Would you say that you disapprove or approve of the job Morgan Lamantia is doing as the state senator? Strongly, somewhat?
I can't answer that because I don't know what he is.
Understood. Moving on. Now, thinking about the elections in November, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for the Democrat Joe Biden or the Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Mr. Trump, okay. And now, if the election for the U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were the Democrat Colin Outred and the Republican Ted Cruz, for who would you vote?
Republican.
Mr. Cruz, okay. Now, if the election for the U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Roland Gutierrez and Republican Ted Cruz, for who would you vote?
Ted Cruz.
Thank you, sir. Now, if the election for the U.S. House were held today, and the candidates were the Democrat, Vicente Gonzalez Jr., and the Republican, Myra Flores. For who would you vote?
Myra.
Ms. Flores, okay. And if the election for the Texas State Senate were held today, will you be voting for the Democrat, Morgan Lamantia, or the Republican, Adam Hinojosa?
No comment.
Okay, we move on. Now, well, if the election for the state senate were held today, and if you have to decide right now, to which Kennedy would you lean towards, the Democrat Morgan LaMantia or the Republican Adam Hinojosa? If you have to, if you lean towards anybody, you know.
Adam Hinojosa?
Hinojosa, yeah, that's the name of the Republican running for the state senate.
That
one?
Be it.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Now, moving on. I'm going to read you real quick some issues that people say there should be a priority for the governor and Texas state legislature. Now, sir, for each one, please tell me how high of a priority that issue should be. The issue of ensuring access to affordable, quality health care. That issue should be a high, medium, low, or not priority at all for the governor and the state legislature in Texas. What's your opinion?
High. High priority.
The issue of supporting South Texas small businesses. Same question. High, medium, low, or not priority at all?
High priority.
And supporting public schools and fighting against private school vouchers. Do you think that issue should be a high priority for the governor and the state legislature? High, medium, low, or not priority at all?
Medium.
Medium, okay. And the issue of supporting reproductive health care choices for women. High, medium, low, or not at all? Priority.
What was the question?
Do you think the issue of supporting reproductive health care choices for women should be a high priority for the governor and the state legislature in Texas? A medium, a low, or not priority at all?
High priority.
Okay. And reforming border policy. Reforming border policy, yeah. High, medium, low, or not at all?
High.
Okay, moving on. I appreciate your patience on the line. Thinking again about the election this November, I'm going to read you real quick some descriptions of a candidate for the state legislature. After each, sir, please tell me if you will be less or more likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Will you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who challenges Governor Abbott's private school vouchers policies? Will that make you more or less likely to vote for this candidate?
Less.
Less? Much less or somewhat less?
Much less.
Much less. How about would you vote or would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ plus community? More or less likely to vote for a candidate like that?
Less.
Less? Much less? Yes. Much less. Okay. How about, would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies?
Most definitely less.
Much less. Okay. A candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban. Will that make you much less to vote for a candidate like that? Somewhat less, somewhat more likely, or much more likely?
How's the question again?
Okay. Now, will you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban?
Abortion?
Yeah, he voted against Texas abortion ban. You know, in Texas, they ban abortion. So, will you vote for a candidate who voted against?
I'm against abortion. I'm against abortion.
Okay.
I'm pro-life.
So, would that make you to support that candidate much less, somewhat less, somewhat more,
much
or
less.
Much more like much less? Okay. Now,
well, if I understand it correctly,
yeah.
If it's for abortion, I'm against.
Understood. Now, you did understand correctly. Now, sir, will you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border? Will you be more or less likely to support a candidate like that?
More to support. More likely to support.
Okay, so that will make you much more likely to vote for that candidate? Okay, thank you, sir. Moving on. We're almost done. I appreciate your patience on the line. Sir, did you use the application WhatsApp?
Yes.
Yes, and do you belong to a group or only use it for direct message? or both?
Independently.
So only for direct messages?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mostly use it for the darlings.
Yeah. You're not belongs to any groups, you know, many groups and that like that.
No,
Thank you, sir. Now, finally, I would like to ask you just a few questions for a statistical purpose only. And generally speaking, sir, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Yes, for the past 8 years, I've been a Republican.
Republican. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Very strong.
Sir, and thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
Thank you. And, sir, what is the last year of a schooling that you have completed, a high school, non-college, including vocational, technical, or trade school, some college?
1974.
Yeah, but did you finish high school or did you went to
yes.
some college? Okay.
No, I never needed college.
Understood. Now, sir, and finally, strictly for verification purpose by my supervisor, can I please just have just your first name, please?
Liberty.
That's your first name?
Liberty Cantu is my last name.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Just your first name. Okay, let me write this. Sir, thank you very much for taking the time to help me. Now, will you be interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time and sharing their opinions in a more in deep and open-ended way. Can I note that you are interested in follow-up research study and the way that we may contact you in the future? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Very kind of you for taking the time. And enjoy the rest of the weekend, sir. Have a great
You're
weekend,
welcome.
Okay? Bye-bye,
You're
sir.
Welcome.